Good day, everybody. Hope everybody is well. Bamidbar Perek Hey, chapter 5, presents us for the first time in the book of Bamidbar with some new content different from the counts, the census that has taken place until now. It begins with a number of different categories of persons who have come into contact with Tumah, some sort of impurity, and therefore need to leave the Machaneh, leave the camp until they have been cleansed of their Tumah and can return. Then in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the chapter turns our attention to the story of the Sota. The Sota is a woman who her husband suspects her of infidelity, of adultery. A fit of jealousy, ruach kina, comes over him. And then the Torah describes the process which is to take place in front of the Kohen, the priest, whereby the priest is able to tell whether or not her husband's suspicions are indeed true, and she has been unfaithful. It describes a strange, and it must be admitted, a disturbing process, whereby an offering is brought, and then various curses are said, which will take place upon the woman if she is found to have indeed been unfaithful. These are written, including with God's name, on paper. The paper is then dissolved in the water, and the woman is then instructed to drink from this water, me sota. If this water then produces terrible effects on her body, she is indeed considered to be guilty. If, however, nothing at all happens, the husband is considered to have been overly jealous, to have been unfairly accusatory of her, and she is deemed as pure and as innocent. It must be said that the sota is not something that has been practiced in Am Yisrael for a very long time. In the Mishnah already we are told of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who decrees that the sota process be abandoned on account of all of the men in Israel who are so lecherous and adulterous that they are sleeping around with so many different women that the mei sota are rendered useless. It must also be said that in all of Masechet Sota, the tractate of the Talmud, which deals with this question, with this topic, at great length the halachot of sota are described, but not a single case of an actual incidence of the sota is ever mentioned. And so what I want to ask really is, what is it doing here in Bamidbar? Why is this halachic process described of all places at the beginning of the book of Bamidbar? And to offer an answer, I'd like to actually first tag back to the book of Shemot, where I think we find a fascinating parallel to the story of the Sota, and one which can enhance and deepen our understanding of what the Sota represents, and then help us to understand what it is doing in Bamidbar. Back at the end of Shemot, we were concerned with the story of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, the terrible sin which Israel commits whilst Moshe is up on the mountain. This act of unfaithfulness, an act of disloyalty to God. Moshe comes down the mountain with the tablets in his hand. He sees what has happened. He smashes the tablets. V'yicharaf Moshe, his anger is aroused. V'yashlech miyado et haluchot, v'yashber otam tachat ahar, smashes the tablets. And then we read as follows. V'yikach et ha'egel, he takes the golden calf, asher asu, which they had made, vayisrof ba'esh, and he burns it in fire, vayitchan, and he grinds it up, ad asher dak, until it is a very thin, presumably some sort of a powder, vayizer al pnei hamayim, and he scatters it over water, vayashk et bnei Yisrael, and forces Israel to drink this water. Now, this description is not elaborated upon, but one has to be struck by the astonishing parallel to the Sota. Checking to see whether or not Israel have truly sinned. Perhaps as the Midrash in, I believe it's Psikta Rabati, suggests there were those who may or may not have been guilty of the sin of the golden calf. Those people, says the Midrash, were asked to drink this water in exactly the same way in which the woman who is suspected by her husband of infidelity is asked to drink the waters of the Sota. Why on earth here at the end of Shemot are we having a parallel to Sota? It seems to be that the relationship between God and Israel is seen as parallel to the relationship of marriage between a husband and a wife. People may be familiar with the idea of the imagery of Mount Sinai as being that of a chuppah, and therefore of the sin of the calf as being parallel to adultery under the chuppah. And the connection gives us an idea of the strength of both images. If this idea of betrayal of God is a reference to a betrayal between a couple, we get a sense of the strength of both of these ideas. I'd like to suggest, therefore, that the Sota passage is placed at the beginning, or early on at least, of the book of Bamidbar to give us a sense of foreshadowing of what may be to come in the rest of the book of Bamidbar. We are on our journey from Sinai through the desert on the way to Israel. The question is whether or not Am Yisrael will be able to maintain their fidelity to God, their mission, uphold the exacting standards. And the beginning of the book of Bamidbar presents us with such order, such harmony. Ish al machanehu, ish al diglo, each person in by their flag, each person in their place. We have this vision, this perfect vision of the camp moving from their origin to destination with God in the center. But as we know, the book of Bamidbar will also include some of the most troubling moments in God and Israel's relationship, moments of rebellion, such as Korach, of a lack of faith, such as the spies, multiple other episodes as well. And so here early on, already in chapter 5, we are given a sense by the inclusion of the story of the Sota that perhaps Am Yisrael's relationship with God will not be just a smooth, linear line of obedience and everything being perfect, but just as a woman may have a jealous husband, so too Am Yisrael have a jealous God. And just too, as the question of her loyalty is brought into question, so too the question of Israel's loyalty is brought into question. Whether or not, of course, Am Yisrael are going to be found to be guilty remains an open question, in exactly the way it remains a question by the woman who is accused by her husband. What we see in our chapter, therefore, is the halachic passage being used as a way of foreshadowing the narrative that is to come. Have a wonderful day.